All right, so I got to tell you, I thought Terry McLaurin would have signed by now. Back when we started talking about this,
yeah,
months ago, really, I figured since the last time when he had his mini camp skip and all that stuff,
he signed on
July 6th.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be a similar timeline.
Yeah. Well, this is clearly more complicated with different people running the team.
Valdez, do you have our predictions written down that we did like a, I think a week or 10 days ago?
I think I know them.
July 30th.
He's July 30th. You're August 3rd, and I'm August 8th.
I don't know who to believe because Jeremy Fowler says they're not close with the numbers, and then Ian Rappaport is going on his Twitter saying they're going to come to an agreement on a deal in the next few days. Who do I believe?
I have you kicks you down for August 16th.
16th? That seems like a long time.
I think that was...
Seems like a long way off.
I thought you were ahead of me.
I thought I was August 1 to August 3rd.
I had the 8th, the 30th, and the 16th. And then July 24 was Grant's.
I generally trust your record keeping, so we'll just... I guess that's true.
All right, well, you might be closer
than us. I don't know who to believe. I don't know. I'm completely flummoxed with the Terry McLaurin thing.
I would lean on Breer over Fowler for some reason.
I probably would too, but I would lean more on.
But I don't think Fowler just makes stuff up.
I would lean more on Rappaport if that stooge Ron Rivera was still running.
Why do you say Fowler? He said Rappaport.
Well, Fowler, here's Fowler chiming in.
Things stand between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin.
Well, Terry McLaurin, Courtney, remains frustrated. They have not had meaningful conversations on a deal in a while. I checked with Washington. They have no plans to trade Terry McLaurin. They do want him there long term. The question is, are they willing to meet this market that's gotten crazy where players are making $30 plus million a year at the receiver position? My sense is they're just not even close to that there, and McLaurin senses that, which is why he's speaking out publicly. So they have a big gap they got to try to fill here, but it looks like he's going to be a Commander regardless. They got to try to shake this out here soon.
I think when he says that, he's obviously saying they're not going to trade him, and he's got a contract, and he's not going to sit out. What's he going to do to make $20 million this year or whatever? He's not going to sit out.
I don't know if he has any new information.
He's
doing a national report.
He had nothing.
On a national
Most of
level,
guys have nothing.
On a national level, they're not following Eastern Motors.
He had nothing.
Right.
Yeah. He said it was his instinct.
Fowler was the one from the beginning who was way ahead of this and said that he was disgruntled and disappointed.
Okay.
Way before anyone else knew that.
Okay, but currently he had nothing.
So if you had to choose between Cakes makes an option, you got to choose between Fowler and Albert Breer. Drab, who are you siding on? You're a Fowler guy.
I guess I'm siding with Fowler.
Yeah, but I credit him for initially reporting it, but I don't think anything new.
I don't think he'd. I'm with you.
I just feel like Rappaport's more plugged in. I just trust him more.
One, they're probably talking
for whatever reason.
I mean,
but
you mentioned Breer.
Last week he said,
I think it was Rappaport.
We haven't even spoken in a month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, look, anything can happen over the course of a day or two or three. You know, they can meet in the middle, but when you haven't spoken to your employer in a month about a contract, doesn't sound like they're that close. But we don't know the numbers. We have no idea what the numbers are. If Fowler is right that Washington's not near $30 million a year and they're at 25, that's probably going to take a while.
The thing that has thrown me the entire time is of all the people, literally all the people, all the people in D.C., all the people on this team, you're going to make some weird financial stand on, like a few, relatively speaking, what did he buy the team for, $6 billion?
Yep, $6.05 billion.
I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but a couple million dollars here and there, and I know there's salary cap implications. This is the guy, the heart and soul of the team, the guy everybody loves. He's like literally, even if some people don't think he's that great, they all respect him as a human being and this is the guy you're going to take a stand on? I don't see it.
Seems peculiar.
I think eventually the Commanders are just going to come correct. And even if it means overpaying them a little bit.
Right.
Sometimes you do that. That's what happens in sports. Guys get overpaid. They don't live up to their contracts. I think he probably will. But sometimes you risk overpaying guys.
Look, if Adam Peters is having sticker shock because the number is going to start with a 3, get over it. That's the going rate for a top wideout in the league. Now, am I saying he deserves Ja'Marr Chase money where he's making $40 million? No, but I feel like he's proven enough, especially with the season he posted last year with finally a good quarterback throwing him the ball, that he probably deserves something in the vicinity of a $30 million-plus dollar deal.
I'm not saying give him a Strasburg deal.
No, it doesn't have to be a 5 or 6 year deal.
Yeah.
Give him a 2 to 3 year extension and let's get it done. Because you're going to get it done eventually.
I know I've been saying this for weeks. There's still time.
Plenty of time. There is.
Understood.
I know the camp start where guys are in camp today and tomorrow and camp starts this week, but he doesn't have to be there. And maybe he will be there. I don't know. But he doesn't have to be there playing at the opening of camp. There's still time.
I was thinking about this as I was driving in this morning, and I'm sorry I don't have Adam Peters' complete bio memorized. But am I wrong? Did he start out with the Patriots?
Yes. He was with the Patriots.
So maybe there's a little of the Belichick influence there. I was trying to sort this out.
I'm sure there is.
That Belichick influence where Belichick would try to get rid of a guy or not pay a guy late in his career, try to stay ahead of that curve. I mean, hell, he got rid of Tom Brady. There's probably some of that influence in there.
I'm sure there's some of that residue in his brain.
It's weird if this is the guy you're going to make a stand on.
It's also weird that they're making a stand on age when they bring back Bobby Wagner, they bring back Zach Ertz. Like, they've leaned in on some of these old guys.
Eckler,
Von Miller.
Yeah, but those are one-year
Eckler's
deals.
Up there. I mean, maybe not to the extent of Wagner and Ertz, but he's
Von Miller,
older running
but
back.
They only gave him $1 million or $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm. No, they gave Miller more than that. They gave him like 6.1.
Yeah, the original report was wrong.
Yeah, 6.1. He can make up to $10 million with the
centers. All right, so $6 million. All right.
But still.
And that would make more sense.
Yeah.
But unless the McLaurin camp is just asking for an outrageous number.
Which they could be.
They could be
going in asking for $36 million per year. And if that's the case, then I could see why Adam Peters and his henchmen are balking at it. They're not going to give you $36 million.
If they're asking for mid-30s, mid to high-30s, right. And I don't think McLaurin and his agent would be that stupid. Maybe they are.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe they're shooting for Justin Jefferson type of money, AAV-wise.
Yeah.
Maybe not term, but per year.
Just give him the AAV that's reasonable and shorten the term and be done with it.
Just give him like the DK Metcalf deal and shave a year off the end of it. And then let's get this thing done.
It's so weird. This is the guy that they're going to risk pissing off and risk losing a little public sentiment. It's just weird.
Well, look how pissed TJ Watt was and all the reports. How many times was he on a potential trade list?
Got up Miles Garrett was.
Yeah, I mean, they're all getting traded. They're all pissed off.
99 times out of 100, it works out. We've been through this long enough.
Then they signed a ridiculous contract.
We're not naive, but it's just wild that I think it's safe to say that it's been more acrimonious than anybody had anticipated.
They have said they have no intentions of trading him, so you can feel good about that.
Yeah.
It's just going to take some time.
I know he's going to suit
Will
up.
Will it happen this week?
Next four days. I'm out on this one. This has gone way longer.
We had Rick Snyder on
speak.
The last hour, and he seemed to think that he's going to get done before training camp.
Jason, has it happened this week?
This week? No.
I'm upping my timeline. It happens this week.
I don't even know what your timeline is.
I don't know what
he's got to use August 16th.
I'm all over the map.
They report tomorrow, right? And then they hit the field and a few days later.
Wednesday.
Tomorrow would be a perfect time to announce it because he misses nothing.
I just want to see the numbers.
You know what? A perfect time to announce it would be right about now. Because we can ride it through the rest of this show and through tomorrow's show. Please announce it now. Please announce the extension. Man.
It's so weird.
Please play the breaking news sounder at some point soon.
Has he changed anything on his Instagram?
I'm not keeping up with his Instagram.
I don't know.
I need to check.
All right. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Coming up next, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post here on The Junkies.